And here we are again, another Reloaded episode. I haven't been doing these often enough or long enough for me to expect you to know just right off the rip what a fucking Reloaded episode is, so I'm going to give you a brief explanation. I don't labor over my fucking episodes. I do the best that I can do producing it, I put it out, and then I basically fucking mic drop and move on to the next episode. However, I do give each one quality assurance listen to make sure that it translated to the hosting service and it's being distributed to all of the individual apps that people get their fucking podcasts on. For my quality assurance listen, I used to use Apple Podcasts, but I've since switched over to Audible just because I'm a fucking nerd and I really think hearing my voice on Audible, one of my favorite apps of all time, is the coolest thing ever. Anyway, in that quality assurance listen, if I notice something that I don't like and I just can't fucking get past, I reserve the right to do what I call a Reloaded episode, where I jump on here real quick, tell you what I noticed, tell you what I did wrong, and then fix it. In the case of episode 11, the first bit wasn't too bad. It was me telling a very true, very real story about the fucking merry-go-round of doom and Billy Vandekamp and what a fucking red-headed inbred cocksucker he is. However, the second bit, and I started the bit being honest with you, telling you I was fucking you over, but I couldn't just leave it at that. What I should have done, well, you're going to hear what I should have done, but what I did do was jump on, tell you I was fucking you over by only giving you one bit, blaming it on the fucking microphone, and then going into an extraordinarily long-winded fucking rant. Not even a rant, a long-winded fucking boring explanation as to why I've switched from Shure microphones to Rode microphones. Like you give a fuck. Like anybody gives a fuck. You know what I mean? So when I was doing the quality assurance listen on Audible, I got through the first bit and I was like, okay, well, I mean, it was a true story. It had a couple of humorous moments. It sounded good. It was produced well. Okay, great. Moving on to the second bit. Then the second bit started and I was like, oh, fuck. Oh, my. Listen to what I fucking did. And I really tried to get past it. I tried to fucking mic drop and then just move on. And we're gonna start looking forward to the season finale of Misanthrope Radio. And I'm just going to fucking jettison episode 11 from my mind. But it wouldn't go away. It's fucking hung out in my fucking head. And I've been rolling it over in my fucking head and rolling it and rolling it and rolling it and extrapolating and fucking asking myself, why the fuck I put out that fucking shit bit when I could have done something so much better. So, here we are. Episode 11 Reloaded. This, what you're getting ready to hear, is what I should have done for the second bit of episode 11, but I didn't because at my fucking core, in my bones, written into my fucking DNA, I'm a cunt. All right, cue the intro.
The following is a European Canon production.
In the ancient land of Valmira, there lived a man. Lorenzo is what he was called in those days. The bastard of Valmira. The butcher. He killed at will, indiscriminately, slaughtering both beasts and men with his large, meaty cock, a vein-covered, blunt instrument of destruction and staggering beauty. He called Wamba, the rod of the underworld.
Welcome, motherfucker, to Misanthrope Radio.
Episode 11, Reloaded.
I got a new microphone, right? It's the Rode NT USB legendary fucking studio mic. The Rode NT legendary studio mic. They produced a USB version because they thought, hey, you know, a lot of people, a lot of cheap fucks, a lot of people who aren't trying to have racks full of fucking equipment are now using USB microphones, so they need to be good. Rode put out the Rode NT USB, and at their suggestion, I bought it. I'm not being compensated for this in any way, incidentally. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this Rode NT USB on a shakedown cruise, air quotes. If you were ever in the fucking Navy, you know exactly what a shakedown cruise is. You take a ship out of dry dock or out of the shipyards, you go directly to fucking sea, and you do your best to break it to see if the repairs that you made are going to hold. So using the term shakedown cruise in regards to this microphone is I have improved, I think, my equipment setup, so I'm going to take it out to fucking sea here and I'm going to try to break it, see if it's going to be able to do what I need it to do. I'm going to do a bunch of the shit that I normally do And I figured on the Shakedown cruise, I would just fucking take you along with me. Let's go ahead and do some of the stuff that I do and see how well the Rode NT-USB handles it. Here we go. Let's see how it sounds when I clap my balls in between two dictionaries. Fuck yeah. Let's see how it sounds when I go down to the hospital and pull a shift as a doctor. This patient has the worst case of anal bifida I've ever seen.
Anal bifida? Oh my gosh, doctor. That sounds terrible. What do we do?
Go to my office and get my bowling pin and jar of Crisco.
Jar of Crisco? What the fuck? What do you mean? That doesn't sound like a real medical treatment.
Well, sir, that's good because I'm not actually a doctor.
You're not a fucking doctor!
Now here you are, doctor. Here's your rolling pin and Crisco.
Take a whole handful of Crisco and lube up that bowling pin, Nurse Johnson.
Nurse, he's not a real doctor. He's not a real doctor!
Excuse me, sir. I think I know a doctor when I see one. Look at his mustache.
That's right, fucko. I'm a real doctor.
Anal bifida, though. Is it terminal?
Not if we give him the proper treatment immediately. Get him in the stirrups.
He's not a doctor! He's not a fucking doctor!
Positioning the bowling pin now.
No, I'm not a fucking sleep yet. I'm not asleep. You haven't even done anesthesia.
He's right, doctor. We haven't even done anesthesia.
No need for anesthetic, Nurse Johnson. Trust me, I know what I'm doing. And here we go.
I can't believe the whole thing fit, doctor.
Always trust your doctor. Now leave that bowling pin in his ass for the next 3 to 4 business days. He should be right as rain. Or when I do drive-bys in South Chicago and blame it on the blacks.
Get some! Get some!
Or when I kick toddlers into the deep end of the swimming pool. Get in there, you little fuck. Your mom's hot. Welcome to the pool, bitch. Or when I put Gold Bond medicated powder on my asshole. Ooh. Oh. Ooh. Ah. It's like a gentle fucking Arctic breeze. Or when I reenact my favorite porno. Donkey Dick Grandpa fucking services the farmyard. Volume 4. Fuck yeah, you love that shit. You fucking feeling that shit? Yeah, you fucking love that shit. You're not even struggling anymore, are you? You like how I got a handful of your fucking wool? I got a handful of your fucking wool. Or when I go to the zoo and give a bunch of dildos to the chimpanzees.
Wow, chicka, wow, wow.
Or when I casually kick the elderly down flights of stairs.
Oh, Sonny, you're so nice to help an old lady. Ah!
Or when I rob a bank 1920s style.
Look here, all you dames. Empty your tills into the bag, see? And nobody has to get hurt.
Well, do whatever you want, just don't shoot us.
Okay, do whatever I want, huh? You, fat one, empty all the fucking tills. And you two with the low-cut blouses, start kissing.
Or when I pack my microphone in my ass so I can hear what my fucking digestive system sounds like. Or when I call up the local school and act like a racist grandmother.
Thank you for calling Parkway High School. How may I direct your call?
Yes, I was wanting to stop by and pick up my grandson.
Okay, your grandson. First of all, I'm going to need his name, and then I'm going to have to ask what the occasion is.
Well, I just found out that the school he's enrolled into is just overrun with the fucking dorkies. And I can't have that. There's a lily white school down the road, so I want to check him out and take him down there. I can't have my grandson hanging around a bunch of jockeys. He's going to stop wearing a belt. He's going to start letting his pants hang down below his ass. He's going to start listening to that booger chuck and jive music. This is a Lawrence Welk household. We're respectable people, well thought of in the community.
When I'm able to locate a Dungeons & Dragons game and decide to pay a visit with my pickup truck.
Oh my god, what a roll, bro. What a roll. 2d20, I can't believe you rolled that. Let's see what you got. Oh my god, you picked up the Sword of Azgaroth. That's plus 10 to never getting laid. That combined with your fucking plus 5 shield to never seeing real tits.
What's that noise? Or on the rare occasion I happen to run into Miley Cyrus.
Grow your fucking eyebrows back!
Those are just a few of the things that I do in my spare time. But it seems like the Rode performed admirably. So anyway, yeah, new microphone, Rode NT-USB. I'm happy for myself. I feel like I probably shouldn't have to say this, but I probably have to say this. I don't really go to Chicago and shoot up neighborhoods and then blame it on black people. I am also not a raging racist. I don't know how anyone can do almost 20 years in the United States Navy and actually legitimately be a racist. I don't think it's possible. I do racial humor just because I am old school enough to think that you should be able to joke about anything. George Carlin. Everybody holds George Carlin in such high esteem, and that was really one of the things that he shouted from the rooftops. If you tried to point at one thing, one glaring thing that George Carlin tried to teach society, it was that anything can be joked about. You can fucking joke about anything. It's okay. We should be able to poke fun at ourselves and each other. But anyway, thank you for joining me for episode 11, Reloaded. Hopefully I don't have to do a lot of these. This is the second one I've done in fucking season one, so it's not trending well for me to be able to just fucking one off an episode and keep it moving. But I feel like it's more honest to do a Reloaded episode and fix what I fucked up and be extremely open about what I didn't like, rather than actually just yank episode 11 down, recreate the bit that I don't like, and then put it back up like it was like it never sucked. You know what I mean? I would rather have the original suckfest be up there, acknowledge that it sucked, and then fix it, or at least try to fix it. Hopefully I did that here. Thank you for joining me again on Misanthrope Radio for this Reloaded edition of episode 11. Until next time.